Supporting scripture this morning coming from Revelation 1 and 18 that you've already heard in your hearing. If you would so kindly turn your attention or your Bibles to Exodus, the third chapter. You'll find these words written therein beginning at the 11th verse. And Moses said unto God, Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, Certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come into the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers have sent me unto you. And they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. He said, Thus shall thy say unto the children of Israel, I am, have sent me unto you. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shall thy say unto the children of Israel, I am, have sent me unto you. Revelation 1 and 18. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen, and have the keys to hell and of death. On the basis of those verses, we'd like to use the thought of subject this morning. I am, still is. I am, still is. God has blessed us beyond measure this morning. And if you ever had a mindset to tell God thank you, you ought to be thankful to God right now. The Lord is good. And, you know, I'm so glad to be able to feel and to recognize his goodness and his mercy, and how, despite ourselves, he still blessed us anyhow. We ought to have that mindset that whatever I got to do to show God that I'm thankful to him for what he's done for me. Don't nobody know like you know what God is doing in your life even right now. It may not be a big thing to somebody else. It might just be a little thing to you, but that little thing just needs just as much attention as that big thing, because God is a God that can work on a little matter. And once he get that little small matter out the way, then you got a stepping stone to sort of step up over some of those other obstacles that might get in your way. Now, am I talking to anybody in here this morning that realize that you don't have all of the answers, that no matter what your testimony is this morning, anybody got a testimony? I'm so glad I'm saved. Well, where the saved folk at this morning? I wonder if there anybody in the house this morning that know that God stepped in and touch your feeble body. So if anybody know him as a healer this morning, where all the healed folks at this morning? I wonder, is there anybody in the house this morning? I don't know about you. I wasn't with you yesterday, but anybody just had some moments in your mind where it seemed like your peace was going away and you began to throw up your hand and say, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do, but somehow or another God stepped right into that situation, and somebody said, Won't he do it? The way that the death train is running, those of us that still got a breath in our bodies, we ought to have a mind to tell the Lord thank you and to appreciate God enough to give your God some praise. Some of us gonna get stuck with a frown on our face that the undertaker can't even take away. God has blessed us, and there are times that we don't even quite understand why does he continue to bless a wretch like me. You don't have to look across the room. You don't have to hunt your neighbor. You don't have to look up on the overflow area to find somebody that God has blessed and brought out of some dark clouds and let them realize that there is a bright side somewhere. Anybody ever been backed up against the wall and darkness was all around you and you begin to lose some of your hope, but somewhere down on the inside of you, you had that little secret place. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Where you got that little secret place that reserved, this spot is just for me and God. I ain't got time for grandma, ain't got time for grandchildren, ain't got time for my friend. Get out the way and let me talk to the Lord. Anybody ever had that little special time that you just gotta talk to God, and you begin to talk to God, and all of a sudden I didn't know what I was gonna say, and now words are just flowing out of my mouth like a fountain. Am I talking to anybody in here that ever began to think in your mind, I don't know how to pray, but somehow you began to open up that mouth of yours, and somehow you believe that if I ask the Lord for anything, God is able. God's blessings is so good. And I don't care how many times we emphasize how much we owe God a praise. There's still some that don't want to praise him. But I'm going to just do it like the young folk do it. You do you and I do me. And if you want to get anywhere in between then help me lift up Jesus, then come on board. But if you want to be a hinderer, I can tell you how to shake off the enemy. You got to learn how to have a deaf ear to the enemy. You got to have a blind eye to the enemy. You got to look up to the hill knowing that all of your help come from the Lord our God. Anybody got up by God's help this morning? Anybody didn't jump up but just sort of rolled out the bed and was so glad that God gave you the strength to put one foot in the front of the other foot, and all of a sudden you got your pajamas off, you got your clothes on, you got to the house of God. And don't you allow that devil to rob you of your opportunity to give your God praise. I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise the Lord. And I want to know, is that anybody want to help me praise the Lord? Did anybody come in here to tell your God thank you? I begin to just glorify my God, because when I look back and see what the Lord God had done for me, my soul cries out hallelujah to the Lord our God. So I come to praise the Lord. Anybody come to praise him with me this morning? Anybody got a praise in your lip? A praise down in your heart, joy down in your heart. Oh, how I love the Lord my God this morning. Hallelujah! Woo! We better praise him while we can. Everybody that died this week, we had on the prayer list last week. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. He's worthy this morning. You start thinking about it. There wasn't nobody in there but you and the Lord. But the Lord knows that you were going through. He'll wipe your teary eyes every time. And I don't care how many times the devil began to throw his dart. You just put up your shield. And make sure you got your helmet on. And everything's going to be all right. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. James asked the question. He said, what is your life? Come back and answer, it is even a vapor that appeared for a little while and then it vanishes away. A vapor. Your entire life is looked upon as a vapor. A vapor is here one moment and the next moment it's just disappeared. God is a miraculous God. I've been asking and praying, God, bring us to another level. And now I hear God saying, you get there. You get to the level I need you to be. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. If we trust the I am that it still is, then things will work out for our good. But now, if you give too much attention to the he say, she say, and they say, you're going to miss out on some of your blessings. He say you don't have them, but God says he gave it to you. She say that you were just a whoremonger and you did this, that, or the other. But he said, I died on the cross for your sins and my blood that was shed for your forgiveness. So now, am I talking to anybody to realize that your testimony hadn't been that I've always been saved? And I thank God that I'm saved, but even in being saved, I've done fell on my face a couple of times. But hallelujah, how many of you know all you got to do is get right back up? Anybody ever fell down, got back up and say, oh, forget about that commercial, I've fallen and I can't get up? Yes, I can, because I look up to the hills, which I know that all of my help come from. So if I get down and I'm laid down on my back, I can say, oh, Lord, help me. Am I talking to anybody in here that know how to talk to God? Oh, come on, help me talk to God this morning. We're not going to be all cute. We're not going to be all formal. Anybody just want to just feel good? You know, I feel good right now because something down on the inside is just telling me to just go ahead and see what the end is going to be. And then something down on the inside tell me that, oh, John, I believe that you can kick your feet at least one more time. Something down on the inside is telling me that if I hold on and hold out to the mighty God, a God that'll do what needs to be done, God said, I am that I am. Whatever you need me to be, that's who I am. Let me tell you who I am. I am got so much power that I got the keys to hell and to death. Every one of us got an appointment. Ready or not, when your name is called, you got to answer. But if I die, let me die knowing that I've been holding on to the power of a loving God. Moses had concerns. Moses wanted to know, Lord, when they asked me about who you are, what am I going to say? Who am I going to say you are? Lord God told Moses to let him know that I am sent you. I'm here this morning because I am who still is. I am he that was dead. But hallelujah, I got up out of the grave with all power in my hand. Anybody believe that this morning? Oh, we're not going back to the notes this morning. We're just going to let God have his way. Because I stopped by to tell somebody that I serve a mighty God. And I thank God for being my doctor, for in my sick room, it wasn't nobody but Dr. Jesus made everything all right. So I stopped by to tell somebody, don't worry about tomorrow, but thank God for today. For what is your life but a vapor that appeared for a little while? But I stopped by to tell somebody that just like when Moses got excited when he saw the bush burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. So he realized there's a God somewhere. And that same God said, Moses, I want you to lead my children. They hard-headed, they stiff-necked, they do whatever they want to do. But they mine, and I love them. Anybody got that kind of love that comes from a father? A father can love you, don't like your ways, don't like the trouble you got in, but I love you. So when I look up to the hill and I know that my help comes from God, I stopped by Powell's Chapel this morning to say, when the Lord God told Moses, let him say that I am that I am, I'll be what the Lord God would have me to be. And just because I know who I am is, I am was dead. They put him in the grave. But I'm so glad that my death angel got up out the grave. All power in his hand to come on and go home with me. For I've already gone and prepared a place for you. I want to tell somebody this morning, I serve a good God. I serve a great God. I serve an awesome God who took me up out of the dirt in the miry clay, placed my foot on a solid rock. On Christ the solid rock. On Christ the solid rock. Anybody know the rock this morning? Anybody got a word this morning? Anybody got some joy this morning? Help me say, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, how I love the Lord. Oh, how I love the Lord. Anybody love him this morning? Anybody come to praise him this morning? You ought to give your God a hallelujah praise. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Woo! Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I am. Still is. The blood will never, ever lose its power. There's something about Jesus. There's something about the Spirit of God. There's something about the Lord Jesus. Woo, give you the can't help it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can't help but to praise of God like this. I can't help but to praise of God that had taught me to by his stripes we are healed. I can't help that even though we got two home-going celebrations, but yet there is a victory in the death of his saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't say farewell. We just say, I'll see you a little bit later. Because my time's coming too. And I want to meet you at the gate. Let everybody know that God is worthy this morning to be praised. Oh, how I love Jesus this morning. I am that I am. And all he was saying to Moses is, whatever you need me to be, that's what I'll be. Father for the fatherless, mother for the motherless. I'll be that bridge across your troubled water. And I guarantee you that you walk across my back, I'm not going to break, I'm not going to bend. Because I am the Lord thy God. Hallelujah to his holy name. Hallelujah to his death and his resurrection. Hallelujah for that, because if we are truly believers that he that was dead but now lives again, I am still is.